It's the end of the first quarter, and Dobbins High School basketball coach William Johnson wants his team to get focused.
We got to talk and we got to communicate more on defense, because if we don't, they're going to get easy buckets. We got to make foul shots. And yo, look up the floor with the pass.
As the second quarter sets to resume, Dobbins players' hands come together as Coach Johnson, also the sole guidance counselor for Dobbins' 600-plus students, leads the call.
Together on three. One, two, three, together.
Gathered on the rustic wooden bleachers in Dobbins' 1930s-era gym, about two dozen fans cheer as the players come back onto the court. Attendance-wise, it's not at all a bad showing for a January afternoon that brought with it wind chills in the negative digits. But even as temperatures climb out of the sub-zero polar vortex range, there's no guarantee that Philadelphia Public League fans will actually be able to continue attending games. Again, Coach Johnson.
Due to the financial constraints of the school district, they say they don't have money in the budget for security, so we have to find ways to pay for security.
And if they don't, like every other school across the district, officials say they can't allow spectators to attend games. It's harsh, Johnson says, but he understands it.
If a fight breaks out in a gym and there's no security, it can definitely just go, it can be a horror scene.
At Dobbins, the issue reached a more feverish pitch last week when a student was jumped by three assailants outside of the school.
It happened right after a game, so that's indicative of why we need security.
That's John Sullivan, a history teacher who, when not coaching football, volunteers after school for all things Dobbins athletics. At basketball games, he works the door, where Dobbins has tried to raise more revenue by increasing ticket prices.
Guys, you here to watch?
Yeah.
$3.
$3.
Who played? Michael Jordan?
Those are good calls, guys.
Sullivan's almost embarrassed for the district to admit that the whole thing hinges on paying about $90 a game for the services of two school police officers.
That's significant. I know it doesn't sound like much, but for a sports team that has to buy our own socks, our own Gatorade, our own warm-up suits, everything, that's just another issue that we have to deal with.
The Philadelphia School District says it can't afford to provide security for the more than 1,000 girls and boys basketball games that occur in a season, but it can provide funding if schools fear that a specific game will prove incendiary. At the end of this game, Dobbins gave their fans a 5-point win to walk away with and raised $45 for the basketball program. Between this and other fundraising, Dobbins coaches hope to stay open to the public for the rest of the season. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.